855.
Kansas Information Network News. I'm Jim Taylor. After months of feuding, a controversial restaurant development plan near the Country Club Plaza in Kansas City has been approved by city leaders. Last week, City Council approved a development agreement for Cochina 47, a three-story restaurant building planned for 604 West 47th Street. The property just across the street from the Country Club Plaza shopping district is currently home of the Seventh Church of Christ Scientist. In early Sunday morning, a fire broke out in Liberal at Cattleman's Restaurant. J.P. Pizzette has more.
Firefighters arrived to find heavy smoke and quickly contained the main fire, but it had also reached the attic. After extensive efforts, the fire was controlled in 90 minutes. The kitchen, main dining room, and attic suffered severe damage, while the rest of the building had heat and smoke damage. Investigators determined the fire originated in the kitchen. Firefighters remained on site, extinguishing hot spots and conducting investigations.
This is Kansas Information Network News.
Hello, this is Rosie the Skunk for Atmos Energy. You might think I make a bad smell. I mean, of course you do. Why wouldn't you? After all, I'm a skunk. But my stinky fragrance is nothing compared to the rotten egg smell of a gas leak, because that could be dangerous. So if you think you smell a leak or encounter other signs such as hearing a hissing or blowing sound or seeing a vapor cloud, blowing dirt or bubbling water, do not smoke, talk on the phone, turn on or off equipment or vehicles, or do anything that could cause a spark. Leave the area immediately. Then call 911 and Atmos Energy. Atmos Energy will send a trained technician to investigate the situation. Take it from a skunk. Gas leaks just plain stink. Seriously, there's no gray area here. When dealing with gas leaks, it's black and white. Yep, that's a little skunk humor there. For more information, visit atmosenergy.com/gassafety.
Imagine, it's the last ride, but your symptoms of irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, are taking you for a ride. What should you do? Keep managing your constipation with belly pain the same old way? Or try getting ahead of your symptoms by talking to your doctor about treating it with Linzess, linaclotide. Linzess is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. It's not a laxative. It's a once-daily pill that helps you get ahead of your symptoms. It's proven to help you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually.
Do not give Linzess to children less than 2. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling.
Imagine, what could relief from IBS-C mean for you? Talk to your doctor and say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
Sponsored by Abbvie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Good afternoon, I'm Natalie Hadley with your KQNK News, brought to you by the Norton County Hospital, providing the best care right here at home. A Kansas man who was determined to have a blood alcohol level 3 times the legal limit when he caused an injury accident on Interstate 70 in Ellis County last year pled no contest to a pair of felony charges on Wednesday in Ellis County District Court. 61-year-old Sergio Torres Ramirez of Wichita was initially charged with driving under the influence of alcohol, a misdemeanor, and 3 felony counts of aggravated battery while driving under the influence. According to court documents, the Kansas Highway Patrol was alerted to a driver that was swerving all over the road and failing to maintain his lane on the afternoon of October 21, 2022. And when a Highway Patrol trooper attempted to stop the vehicle about a mile east of Walker, the vehicle left the road and collided with the vehicle parked on the side of the road. Torres Ramirez was identified as the driver of the vehicle, and he was taken to Hayes Medical Center for treatment of minor injuries, where a blood sample was taken. And according to evidence presented in Ellis County District Court, Torres Ramirez had a blood alcohol level of 0.28. A teenage female passenger inside the car hit by Torres Ramirez and 2 females who were standing outside near the parked vehicle were all injured and taken to Hayes Medical Center. As a result of a plea agreement, the state elected to dismiss the misdemeanor charge of driving under the influence and one of the felony aggravated battery with DUI charges. He pled no contest on Wednesday and was found guilty on 2 felony counts of aggravated battery while DUI. According to Kansas sentencing guidelines, Torres Ramirez faces between 7 and 23 months in prison, and because of his criminal history, the sentence is presumptive probation, so the plea agreement calls for 18 months of probation. Sentencing in the case is set for July. The Kansas Highway Patrol reported that a 1994 Chevy 1500 driven by 45-year-old Wade R. Dyer of Dorrance was westbound on U.S. 40, 1 mile east of Dorrance, just after 5:30 a.m. on Sunday in Russell County, when the pickup crossed the eastbound lanes, entered the ditch, collided with the concrete bridge barrier, fell over the edge of the bridge, and landed on its wheels in the ditch canal. Dyer was ejected from the vehicle, and he was pronounced dead at the scene. He was transported to Pullman Varner Peeler Mortuary. He was not wearing a seatbelt, according to the Kansas Highway Patrol. Governor Kelly announced that since 2019, Kansas has attracted more than $16 billion in private sector investment, and this significant economic development milestone has resulted in more than 57,000 jobs created or retained. Governor Kelly said her administration works every day to grow Kansas's economy so that Kansans and communities, both large and small, can find the kind of jobs they can raise a family on. And this is just one more milestone that shows Kansas is being recognized around the globe for creating a climate where businesses can thrive. Kansas has already generated more than $1.2 billion in private sector investment in 2023, and this achievement continues to track the record of success. In both 2022 and 2021, Kansas ranked first in the nation in private investment per capita and won the nation's foremost economic development award, the Governor's Cup, from Site Selection magazine. Lieutenant Governor and Secretary of Commerce David Tolan said Kansas has been on a record-breaking surge of economic success the past 4 years, and they have no intention of slowing down, as the Department of Commerce has recorded 910 economic development successes since January 2019. I'll be back with more in just a moment.
In order to take care of others, begin by taking care of yourself. Norton Medical Clinic is here to get you started on the right path. If you are a Medicare patient, it's important to schedule your yearly wellness visit with your primary care provider. This appointment includes routine measurements, reviewing your medical history and current prescriptions, along with personalized health advice and advanced care planning. Make yourself and your loved ones a priority and schedule an appointment today. Our providers at Norton Medical Clinic look forward to serving you through all stages of life.
The Kansas Department of Health and Environment reminds everyone that tick season is here, and ticks can carry diseases that can cause serious illness and sometimes death if left untreated. The Kansas Department of Health and Environment suggests to take precautions to prevent tick bites that include to mow regularly, avoid wooded or bushy areas with tall grass and leaf litter, use repellents like DEET, Picardian, or oil of lemon eucalyptus, wear light-colored clothing that covers the body, check people, pets, and outdoor gear after being outside, shower within 2 hours of being outside, and wash your clothes in hot water and dry on high at least 10 minutes. Symptoms of tick-borne diseases can include any unusual rash or unexplained flu-like symptoms, including fever, severe headaches, body aches, and dizziness, and you should see your doctor immediately if you've been bitten and experience any of those symptoms. To learn more, you can visit cdc.gov/ticks. Since Northwest Kansas Economic Innovation Center Incorporated launched Connect NWK Job Board Initiative as part of its Connect NWK project, officials have been pleased with the number of jobs listed on the site and the resulting employment. Officials say that ConnectNWK.org is doing just what it was intended to do, connecting job seekers to the jobs that are available in Northwest Kansas. Because in rural areas, it can be challenging for small communities to find the right tool to communicate job opportunities to potential employees looking for work in the region. And ConnectNWK Job Board puts everything on one site for a more efficient, effective job search. Employers and economic development directors throughout the 26-county region of the EICI are able to post employment opportunities in their communities directly on to Connect NWK. The Jobs Board is a part of Connect NWK, a program launched by Northwest Kansas Economic Innovation Center Incorporated to support economic and population growth of Northwest Kansas by providing connections between employers and prospective employees and individuals and communities. The Northwest Kansas Economic Innovation Center Incorporated provides economic and entrepreneurial assistance to businesses in rural Northwest Kansas, and the private operating foundation serves 26 counties in the region with a variety of programs. And by working with existing businesses or entrepreneurs throughout the coverage area with targeted programs, NWKEICI strives to reverse the outflow of people and businesses from Northwest Kansas. through its current and future initiatives that extend resources to the businesses and entrepreneurs in WKEICI hopes to increase population and to foster economic innovation in Northwest Kansas. For more information, you can visit connectnwk.org. The Norton County Emergency Management wants to remind Norton County residents to sign up for Norton County's Civic Ready Emergency Notification System, which allows residents to receive important emergency notifications regarding tornadoes, severe weather, flooding, critical incidents, amber alerts, boil water advisories, and more. The service is offered free for all Norton County residents, and notifications may be sent by cell phone or landline message, email, or text message. The Civic Ready Emergency Notification System is not automatic. Each person or household is responsible for making sure that they're in the Civic Ready database. And signing up is easy. Just go to ks-nortoncounty.civicready.com and enter your contact information. And after you enter your information, you can choose the method that you prefer to receive messages. It only takes 5 minutes to sign up, and once you have signed up, you'll then receive important emergency notifications from the Norton County Sheriff's Office. To ensure that information is accurate, all Norton County residents are encouraged to sign into their account and check their status. Charles Chuck Wright, 98, of Lenora, died at the Sheridan County Hospital on Monday, May 22nd. Charles served in World War II and Korea, and his services were held on Thursday, May 25th at Steinmetz Funeral Home with burial at the Veterans Cemetery in Waukini. Memorial contributions may be made to the Lenora Senior Center. I'm Natalie Hadley. Your KQNK News was brought to you by the Norton County Hospital. You can call the Norton County Hospital at 785-877-3351 for all of your health care needs.
With more ways than ever to connect to news and entertainment, 90% of new car buyers want the tried-and-true AM-FM radio option. Gadgets are great, but when you're behind the wheel, you just want that local connection that can't be replicated. Local AM-FM radio is dependable and free, with no subscription or cellular data required. And as the backbone of the emergency alert system, we are here to keep you safe in dangerous times. Visit WeAreBroadcasters.com and tell us how you depend on AM.
Summer is beating down the door, and it's time to think about getting your vehicle in tip-top shape before you go out of town. Stop into Kansas Land Tire in Norton and have them help you with some of their many vehicle services. Brakes, exhaust, tire repair, lube oil and filter change, belts and hoses, engine tune-up, shocks and struts, radiator and cooling, air conditioning, steering and suspension, and more. Call Kansas Land Tire at 785-877-5181 and set up your appointment today.
Kansas Agriculture Network News.
Good day, everyone. My name is Slade Wiley. U.S. agriculture groups continue reacting positively to the Supreme Court's unanimous ruling in the Sackett v. EPA case that rejected the Biden administration's WOTUS definition. Cattle producers can breathe a sigh of relief, says the National Cattlemen's Beef Association President Todd Wilkinson. This decision refocuses the Clean Water Act on protecting our water through regulatory clarity. The Fertilizer Institute also welcomed the decision. The decision to strike down the significant nexus test is a win for agriculture, says TFI President and CEO Corey Rosenbach. This is a great first step to needed clarity for the fertilizer industry's long-term planning and capital investments that will allow us to keep providing critical crop nutrients. The National Pork Producers Council called the decision a tremendous victory for pork producers. The ruling is a clear punctuation point after decades of attempts to expand the federal government's control of private land, says NPPC Vice President Dwayne Statler. Several industry trade groups say a number of trucking bills passed by the House Transportation and Infrastructure Committee are a step in the right direction. Food Navigator says the bills should help to further repair and reinforce America's fragile food supply chains threatened by a severe shortage of drivers. Almost three-fourths of all goods in America's economy, including all foods sold in grocery stores, get moved by the trucking industry. The bipartisan legislation would reduce the empty miles that trucks have to travel by allowing them to increase the weight they carry with an additional axle. A bill from Dusty Johnson's RSD would establish a voluntary 10-year pilot program allowing states to increase the weight of six-axle vehicles on federal interstates up to 91,000 pounds. This has been a check of agriculture news. You're listening to the Kansas Ag Network.
Cattlemen, anaplasmosis is a disease that's all too familiar. This costly cattle disease is spread by ticks, horseflies, and such nasty little critters. Valley Vet Supply can help you select effective insecticides to control these ticks and flies, as well as the convenient application methods. From mist sprays and pour-on to cattle rubs and dust bags, Valley Vet has the proper insecticide choices and application tools. Check out the Bullmaster mineral feeders with kill cover lids and the popular CO2-powered insecticide guns, now with two insecticide options. At ValleyVet.com, you'll find your every animal need. Valley Vet knows no zip codes and will get meds and more delivered to your door for all of the animals in your house or barn. Visit ValleyVet.com, your one-stop shop for meds and more, or shop their store in Marysville.
Kansas Agriculture Network Weather.
This is meteorologist Steve Hamilton for the Kansas Agriculture Network. Upper-level high pressure is over the eastern third of the country, and that pattern will stay in place for a while. For the high plains and the central plains, that means weak low pressure, and we have some moist air available for some occasional showers and thunderstorms. Overall, the surface flow isn't very strong, but a few troughs are moving out of the southwestern states and causing minor disturbances in the Rockies and the central plains. Some of those, combined with some moist air flowing in from the south, will bring at least a chance of showers and thunderstorms to Kansas for the next few days. As for any severe weather, today's hot spot will be western Kansas. Damaging wind and hail possible. On the map, a strong upper-level high is centered over the Great Lakes, and we have a low-pressure trough east of the Rockies. Very warm air moving in from the southwest, and that'll put our daytime highs well above average today. There is enough moist air to fire up a few showers and thunderstorms just about statewide, but near that low-pressure trough in the western third of our state, we'll have a dry line developing this afternoon, and a few severe thunderstorms will be possible. The risk of tornadoes is fairly low, but damaging wind and large hail will be possible with a few of those thunderstorms. Widely scattered thunderstorms expected overnight, and then Wednesday's pattern looks about the same. Some sunshine with showers and thunderstorms popping up through the day, and temperatures stay very warm. This afternoon in the northwestern counties, mid to upper 80s with mid to upper 50s for the overnight hours. Upper 80s and low 90s in the north central counties. Tonight we're in the low 60s. Upper 80s northeast and mid 60s for the overnight hours. Mid to upper 80s southwest and mid to upper 60s for the overnight. South central, mid to upper 80s for today and low to mid 60s tonight. We're in the mid 80s southeast and tonight low 60s. This is the Kansas Agriculture Network.
Put a frog in a pot of boiling water and it'll jump right out. But put a frog in a pot of cool water and slowly heat it up, that frog will boil. As a metaphor for us and all that we go through as veterans, it's a story that rings true. We learn to endure the heat in silence. We apply what we learn to life, the bills, the job, the family, things we're expected to handle with ease. When life heats up around us, we just try to stay afloat. We let the water boil. Reaching out isn't easy, but you've never been interested in easy. You join because you are not afraid of hard work. You are not a frog. If you or a veteran you know needs support, don't wait until the water boils. Reach out. Find resources at va.gov/reach. That's va.gov/reach. Brought to you by the United States Department of Veterans Affairs and...
proper grammar is important, but fantastic music is importanter.
This is your hometown radio station, KQNK.
Hey.